For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Went over to Mamma Mia, the second performance. I know you went to opening night.
I did. I know you don't like the friends and family who overreacted openings, especially at musicals.
True.
Yeah.
We had a much more sedate crowd, but very much appreciative. Was there dancing in the aisles when you went? Because there wasn't when I went.
No. That happened at Shays. That happens on Broadway. It's a more dignified crowd at the Cavanoke. They did, as you say, appreciate. They did enjoy. They have assembled a nice cast. They hit the spirit of the piece. I think that the three central ladies are particularly endearing.
My wife just loved them.
Debbie Pappas as the mother and Lisa Ludwig and Lorraine O'Donnell as the friends. I thought that the daughter, played by Ariane Davido, was more vivid than I've previously seen, even emerging as the lead character, which in other productions, it's clearly the mother. Here, much stronger focus on the daughter. And Lynn Curzil from Motto keeping the action going, choreography that is lively and appropriate to the period. I was worried about that LED curtain, which they kept touting all over town, because the LED curtain is a sort of a backdrop, like a large television screen, and they used it at times to very good effect, particularly when it was kind of a cyclorama, looking at the ocean in the background, that kind of thing, and then some period-specific, almost MTV craziness that they played around with. I was afraid it would overwhelm, which it didn't. My only other concern about that is it now going to appear in every single show at the Cavanoke? But they've spent a chunk of money on it. Somebody generously donated money for this curtain, and I hope they use it judiciously.
Well, there was one tiny detail that I thought was telling, and that was the mention of one of the dancers, Kelly Geiger-Camerata, as dance captain. Now, I've got to tell you, Anthony, I don't know if I've ever seen a dance captain mentioned in any of the recent playbills. You see it all the time on Broadway, and I think it made a huge difference to have somebody in the cast directing the action and helping the other dancers get crisp.
Maintaining the choreography and maintaining the standard, sometimes warming them up. Someone who knows the choreography well can teach and reteach. That can be valuable during the sustained run of a show or even during its original rehearsal when the director choreographer cannot be everywhere. It's kind of an assistant director for choreography. There were some very strong gestures in the show. I think many people will note that it has some sound problems. There is not good balance between the band and the singers. Some of the singing seems very, very muddy, particularly the chorus, which I frequently could not decipher at all. When they first pop out, money, 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 the punctuation is missing. Moments like that are quite flaccid. And it's right from the top of the show, that very familiar vamp, bum, 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 and it's not crisp, and it's not emphatic, and it's not as startling as it is arranged to be. Similarly, I thought there were times when the comic moments, and this show, face it, is an extended joke. The joke of the piece is embedding the ABBA tunes into a narrative for which they were not created. These very familiar songs coming up sometimes at unexpected places and always in dramatic moments for which they were not intended. But of course, the delightful surprise that they're so perfect. Well, of course, they're perfect. The show is devised around them. But in the main, a good time, and it's a good cast.
Mamma Mia at the Cavanoke. Real quick mention, just because I love her so much, Victoria Perez is directing An Act of God out at O'Connell and Company. Everything she touches is golden, so I've got high hopes.
Well, I haven't really heard anything about it. I received nothing about it, but I did see the original Broadway production with Jim Parsons. God coming to Earth to clarify some misunderstandings and misconceptions to the people of the world.
I can't wait.
All right.
Well, Tim Carroll, or TC as they call him, has come to Shaw, and he said he was going to shake things up, and I believe he is living up to that promise. This is a really mixed bag.
Well, they've announced the season. That's what you're telling us. They have. It's a season that's going to require some explanation for some people, I think, that you look, and the Shaw pieces are ones that will be unfamiliar to most people. They're small Shaw pieces. The musical, Grand Hotel, fun selection, and very much in the mold of the kind of thing that the Shaw Festival has in its history done very well. It's got a cavalcade quality, a Sherlock Holmes. The Magician's Nephew, I've noticed gestures toward younger audiences in his thinking. I was tickled to see Shakespeare's Henry V.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well,
come on. The Stratford Festival is supposed to do Shakespeare.
The Stratford Festival, which no longer has Shakespeare in its title, and T.C. was one of the great contemporary directors of Shakespeare. He was at the Globe. He directed those Tony-nominated Shakespeare pieces with Mark Rylance, and I find it to be a provocative season.
So are you going to be interviewing Tim Carroll once again on our sister station, WNED-TV?
Well, wouldn't that be fun?
You're playing your cards awfully close to the vest, sir.
I love talking to him. He's a fascinating and talented man.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.